Today, you are faced with a decision about whether to ask the voters of Ypsilanti 12 weeks from now, once again, whether they are willing to pay more for 38 acres of brownfield just east of here.
About 15 residents attended the meeting. Opinions from both sides were heard. While most council members agree the millage would help pay the $14 million debt the city owes on the Water Street project, they want more time to educate voters about why the 2.3 mill is needed. A resident from the 3rd Ward who did not want to be identified but is in favor of the millage was not disappointed with the decision.
I think that their decision was based on some very thoughtful consideration and comments given by people in the room. There seemed to be a consensus on the council that it was an issue that needed to be addressed again, but not in November.
Resident Peter Church is against the mill. He conducted his own survey about the millage and presented it to council.
So I live in Ward 2 and specifically Precinct 1. And it showed that it was about 59-44 against putting it back on the ballot. And I think that's very telling because in the primary election, it was kind of the opposite, that our precinct voted for the proposal.
Residents voted down the millage proposal just a couple weeks ago in the August primary. But council wanted to vote on the issue again after getting calls from concerned constituents. Council member Pete Murdoch represents the 3rd Ward.
We're going to reflect the reality of the vote, and we need to find, $700,000. Of either revenue or expense cuts over the next 2 years.
The next scheduled election for Ypsilanti is in 2018, so the millage could be put on that ballot unless the city has a special election before then. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.